I'm sure I included this next song in one of your dad's tapes, Phil, so I hope you won't mind if I include it in yours. Whenever I put a railroad song on tape, especially a steam locomotive, I can't resist dubbing in the steam whistle as well, because I think this was one of the exciting things about steam locomotive, just to hear that mournful whistle as it sped by. Here is The Last Ride.
Santa Fe stood a freight made up for the East, and the engineer with his oil and waste was grooming the great iron beast. While 10 cars back in the murky dust, a boxcar door swung wide, and a hobo lifted his pal aboard to start on his last long ride. A lantern swung and the freight pulled out, and the engine had gathered speed. The engineer pulled the throttle wide and clucked to his fiery steed. 10 cars back in the empty box, the hobo rolled a pill. The flare of the match showed his partner's face, stark, quiet, and deathly still. As the train wheels clicked on the coupling joints, a song for the rambler's ears. The hobo talked to the still white form, his pal for many a year. For a mighty long time we've rambled, Jack, with the luck of men that roam. With the back door steps for a dining room and a boxcar for a home. We dodged the bulls on the eastern route and the cops on the Chesapeake. We travel the Leadville narrow gauge in the days of Cripple Creek. We drifted down through sunny Cal on the rails of the old SP. And of all you had, through good and bad, a half always belonged to me. You made me promise to you, Jack, if I lived and you cashed in, to take you back to the old churchyard and bury you there with your kin. You seemed to know I would keep my word, for you said that I was white. Well, I'm keeping my promise to you, pal, 'cause I'm taking you home tonight. I hadn't the money to send you there, so I'm taking you back on the fly. It's the decent way for a boy to go home to the by and by. I knew that fever had you, Jack, and that doctor just wouldn't come. He was too busy treating the wealthy folks to doctor a worn-out bum. And the train rolled over its ribbons of steel, straight through to the east it sped. The engineer in his high cab seat kept his eye on the rails ahead. While 10 cars back in the empty box, the lonely hobo sighed. For the days of old and his pal so cold was taking his last long ride.